The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
My name is Todd Wilkerson, and I'm happy to be the announcer for the Eric Metaxas Show.
But it's gotten to where I can't go out in public without people recognizing me and just loving on me big time right there in public because I'm so awesome.
Look, I get it. You love me. I am fascinating, I know.
But how about once in a while you respect my space?
I mean, I'm not some stinking piece of meat. Okay, Eric.
Europe. Am I really, Todd? I don't want to get in your way. Hey, folks, we've got an exciting show, a really exciting show today. I'm sitting here in the studio with my friend Tim Mahoney. Tim is the director of three feature films. These are documentaries on subjects that are as interesting to me as anything can be. Tim Mahoney, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me, Eric.
Now, let's explain to my audience when I say that that these documentaries are so interesting to me. The one we're going to talk about today has to do with the parting of the Red Sea, the miracle of the Red Sea. Tell us about the last one, because we've talked before.
Yes, we've actually known each other for probably about 5 or 6 years now.
Yeah, more than that.
Yeah. And, well, I have a series of films called Patterns of Evidence. And the big question has been, are the stories or the narrative of the Bible, is it true? Because a lot of people today, you know, they think it's just a book of myths. Yeah. And in fact, I was raised, you know, my mother would read us the Bible at night, and I never had any doubts about the Bible. And it wasn't until I went to Egypt in 2002 on an investigation, and I went way up to the location where the Israelites were to live, and I asked this archaeologist, Manfred Bitek, I said, "So tell me about the Israelites, you know, what have you found?" And I said, "Have you found any evidence for them?" And he said, "So far, not."
This is amazing, right?
Right.
In other words, here it is, 2002. Oh, I don't know, about 3,500 years after they lived in this place, and there is no archaeological evidence. So when you asked this, I'm sure you were a little bit shocked, because it shouldn't be such a big deal to discover evidence of millions of people living in a place.
Right. In fact, I wasn't only I was so taken by that I actually didn't know what to say next. And I had a lot of stress getting up to this location. It was not easy to get there. And when he said that, I had one time been hit by a bat when I was playing catcher.
You were hit by a bat?
Yeah, a guy swung a bat and let go of it, and I was playing catcher, and he knocked me out. And I remember waking up against the backstop, you know, with my head ringing. When he said that, it was like I got hit in the head with a bat, because I was so stunned by it, because it was such a job to get to Egypt and to get up to this location. In fact, when I came back to home, I had a crisis.
And you live in Minnesota.
I live in Minnesota. When I came back, I had a crisis of faith. I was sitting in the edit suite one Saturday looking at this footage, And literally, I asked God, I said, you have to explain this. I don't. What is the reason why he's saying there's no evidence for it? And this thought came into my mind. Actually, the room got cold. It was like a chill came in, and this thought came to my mind and said, everything your family has believed about the Bible, your mother believes about the Bible, you believe about the Bible, is a lie.
You heard this...
In my heart.
Sounds like a... If the room got cold, it sounds like a demonic voice or demonic thought. That's a little scary.
It's not finished. Yeah. The next thing I heard, just like that, another, like on the next side, on one on my left, heard that sound a lot, and on the right, it said, stop editing, get up, go to your office. I got up out of the edit suite, I walked down to my office, go to the bookcase. I went there, read that book. Somebody had given me a book a year earlier about Egyptology.
Wait a second. So you're telling me, let's go back a little bit. In 2002, you're already a filmmaker.
I am a filmmaker.
Okay. Have you been a filmmaker your whole adult life? What are you
Pretty doing? Much so, for 40 years.
Okay. And what kind of films have you been making before you got into this sort of subject?
You know, in the beginning, my first films were documentary. That's how I got into the ad agency business. I showed a documentary, got into advertising, started making TV commercials, made TV commercials for about 30 years and lots of different... I started making big curriculum-type films on the Bible and filmed a number of Bible scholars, probably did 30 of those, over 300 episodes.
Wow.
Then I made a film... Jesus Divine or Da Vinci, which TBN...
Jesus what?
Jesus Divine or Da Vinci.
Or Da Vinci?
Yep.
Okay.
That was during the years of the Da Vinci Code.
Oh, I got it. Okay. All right. So you're a filmmaker, and you're telling me now in 2002, relatively recently, 18 years ago, you have this crisis, and you get this kind of cold, dark thought, wherever it comes from. And then the next thing, you make it sound like God was leading you to go read a book. I mean, did you feel that it was God or was
absolutely.
Just you did?
You know, I think the thing is that as we mature in our faith, there are times when the Bible says, you know, my sheep hear my voice or know my voice. But I also know that there's a time when there's a battle. There's a spiritual world. And there's times when I felt like this horrifying thought came into my mind. Literally, I had utter hopelessness after I thought that. And then this other thought came into my mind. I went to my office. When I pulled that book out, it was given to me. And this man said to me, I think you need to have this book. I said, thank you very much. You know, I have lots of books. I have bookcases full of them. And I just put it on the bookcase.
Yeah.
And when I pulled it out, I opened it up. I started looking at it. And can you believe it or not, but the very dig site that I was looking at in my edit suite was the subject of this book.
And that's a little freaky.
And it uncovered evidence for Joseph and his family. And the reason why Manfred Bitek told me there wasn't any evidence for the Bible is because most scholars today are looking at a time period that is different than where the Bible suggests.
Okay, I have to say, I love this stuff. I'm involved myself on making a documentary about an archaeological find in Greece from the Mycenaean era, so similar time period. It is so fascinating that we in this day, thousands of years removed, 3,000 years from that time, could be figuring stuff out that no one has figured out. And you just said there's always a reason, right? The reason was people were looking in the wrong time period. Now, why were people looking in the wrong time period?
Because of the name Ramesses. What has happened is that when the Bible records that the Israelites left from Ramesses, they've all focused on the time of Ramesses. But the time of Ramesses is around 1250 B.C.
Right.
And in biblical dating, dating, once it goes past the time of Christ, it goes backwards. So it goes from, you know, back in time from, 100 to 200 to 300 to 400. It goes all the way back. So it would be 1250 years before the time of Christ is when the time of Ramesses was.
Right.
But the Bible says that it actually happened 200 years earlier, and that would be around 1450 B.C.
So the Bible says that Moses was alive in what we call the 15th century B.C., but you're saying that for some reason the archaeologists said no, that it was 200 years later. Now, why do the archaeologists conflict the biblical account?
Because when they said that their synchronism, if they're going to synchronize the time of the Bible, they're going to go with the building of the cities of Ramesses.
Right.
But what we know is that it also says that Joseph came into the land of Ramesses. Well, Ramesses wasn't even around at that time. So what this is looking at is, and what this film starts to uncover, is that the city 200 years earlier is where all the evidence for the Israelites show up. And that's what that book was showing me. And when I was at the very location that Manfred Bitek was telling me, but because of his mindset, you see, here's Ramesses and here's the earlier time period of ours.
Right.
200 years earlier is the story of the Bible.
Right.
And you know what they say? They say, well, that's where the idea of it comes from.
Yeah.
That's where the legend of it comes from.
Yeah.
Instead of, that's where it comes from.
Well, see, this is the thing. We're going to go to a break here, but I just want to be clear with my audience that the Bible, if it is true, has to be based on historical fact, which means it has to be verifiable archaeologically and in every other way. And I think there are things that you can never find. Maybe they've been lost forever. But there are so many things you can find that are being found. And folks like you are rewriting history and giving us giving the Bible historicity. It's an amazing thing. Folks, do not go away. There is so much more. You're going to be amazed. There's a film coming out. That's why we're talking here. Stick around. 65, I was
17. Coming to theaters for one day only, Patterns of Evidence, The Red Sea Miracle.
My first question as a geographer is, where was the sea that was parted and crossed?
For nearly two decades, investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney has been searching for evidence of one of the Bible's most epic miracles, the parting of the Red Sea.
We're talking about a miraculous event of unprecedented proportion, of God's saving power.
The Red Sea Miracle, Part 1, in theaters for one day only on February 18. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com/Red Sea.
Paging Brenda Lawson, bank account number 0040891, report to Gate 6.
Data breaches are on the rise, which means your personal info is practically being broadcast to identity thieves. Good thing there's LifeLock to help protect your identity. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but LifeLock helps look out for you, whether or not your information is exposed in a breach. Save up to 25% off your first year using promo code SMART at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hey, folks, I want to talk to you about a movie playing in theaters that I'm urging all of you to see because it isn't just a terrific film. It's an important film about a man many of us admire or should admire, Justice Clarence Thomas. The movie features Thomas himself talking about his uniquely American journey, one that begins in crushing poverty in the segregated South and ends with Thomas confronting Senate Democrats in a confirmation battle that would test his and the nation's soul. The movie is filled with dramatic turns and confessions of the heart as Thomas tells the story of his childhood and the larger-than-life grandfather who helped raise him. We witness a remarkable philosophical and spiritual journey as well as Thomas walks us through his early ambitions in the seminary, his radical turn leftward, one filled with anger and rage, and his return to faith. The movie is called Created Equal. Clarence Thomas, in his own words, and conservatives everywhere need to see it. It'll make you angry and make you laugh and think and cry. For theater locations, showtimes, and tickets, go to JusticeThomasMovie.com. That's JusticeThomasMovie.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text money to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy. sponsored by Bonner & Partners, LLC. Text and data rates may apply.
If you've been keeping an eye on the market, then you know that 5G technology is set to take over the telecommunications sector at any minute. High-speed internet that's 100 times faster than anything available now, powerful enough to enable companies to finally realize the potential of self-driving cars, remote surgery, plus internet access fast enough to download entire movies in just a couple of seconds. The company that manufactures the key component that powers the 5G revolution is the cornerstone of the Near Future Report by analyst Jeff Brown that shows you the top tech stocks that will help you to invest in the early stages of the 5G revolution. Text the word tech to 76280 now to get the Near Future Report. We'll send you a link to your free video presentation directly to your mobile device or computer. Get in on the ground floor of this 5G revolution with the Near Future Report. You'll learn about the device that every American will need in the early stages of 5G. Text tech to 76280 to see the Near Future Report. Text the word tech to 76280.
That is the Bee Gees, if you're scoring at home. And Bee Gees stands for Brothers Gibb. I just want you to know that. Write that down. It'll come in handy at some point in the past. Hey, I'm talking about the past. I'm talking to Tim Mahoney. He is the director of a number of documentaries. One of them is coming out in theaters February 18th. That's any day right now. So before we continue this, to me, absolutely fascinating conversation. We haven't even scratched the surface. Tell my audience where they can see this film that's coming out February 18th.
Yes, February 18th. It's a one-night-only Fathom event. So it's they can go to patternsofevidence.com, patternsofevidence.com, and get tickets. We're in over 800 theaters around the nation. The Red Sea Miracle, this is a two-part film. It's never happened before with Fathom. You know, it's a biblical epic. I couldn't just put it in the one film.
Right.
And so we're going to cover the route of the Exodus out of Egypt. You know, there's in this pattern we have a departure point, we have a direction, a desert, a detour, a dead end to a deep sea, and a destination. That's what
that
we're looking
like
for.
That sounds like a preacher. He's got the five points of alliteration, so yeah, you can remember. But seriously, though, I need to frame everything, because there are people listening. They have no clue what we're talking about. You are talking about the miracle of the Red Sea and the Exodus, and you're saying that we have new archaeological, historical evidence for these things, and that the first time we're really encountering these things is in your films.
Well, that's right. I think I'm probably one of the first people to really to bring it all together in a cinematic way. And what's happened is there's been information out there, but it's never really gotten out. And our films have uncovered, in the first film, we covered that there's a pattern of evidence for the Israelites, and there's a pattern of evidence for the conquest. The second film, The Moses Controversy, covered the fact that Moses needed a writing system to communicate the first five books of the Bible. And that's what we uncover, again, at this same location as where they think the very first alphabet shows up in Egypt at the time of Moses.
What year, roughly?
That's around 1700 B.C.
Okay, 1700 B.C. The reason I find this interesting is because since I'm interested in archaeology and the Mycenaean era, people often speculate on when the Greek alphabet came into existence, and there's no evidence before the 8th century B.C. There's nothing written in what we call the Greek language and Greek letters before the 8th century B.C. And they speculate that it may have evolved from some of the Hebrew characters. And then there's this thing called Linear B. This is all really fascinating. And one of the reasons I want people to go see your film is because I think that everybody owes it to themselves to be literate on these subjects. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's one thing to say, oh, I'm a Christian or I believe, or to say, I'm not a Christian, I don't believe. You need to know the latest facts. And the facts that have been coming up in the last 20 years are just staggering. So you need to kind of bone up on this. So February 18th, which is any day now, is going to be the one day only. This is what Fathom Events does. They put it in a theater for one day. Now, if enough people go, they will bump it and give it a second event, a second day. But I want to say to people that it is really important, and I can't stress this enough, it's important we understand these issues so that we can have intelligent conversations about it. We shouldn't just believe because, well, the Bible says it, whatever. That's fine for you, but there, you may have a neighbor that says, I don't care what the Bible says. Do we have archaeological evidence? We ought to be able to have an intelligent, gracious conversation where we say, well, actually, yes, there is archaeological evidence. If we had this conversation 30 years ago, there wasn't. But when new things are coming out, that's what you, Tim Mahoney, are doing. Now, are there books that go along with these documentary films?
Yes, we do. We have the Filmmaker's Journey is the very first book that we have. And then Evidence of Faith. Because as you talked about it, some people have asked me, well, Tim, why is it important to have, you know, and we don't need evidence, but our faith is a historical faith. In other words, it's not just moral teachings that we're sort of, you know, pulling, right. You know, the ones that we like or whatever.
Right.
It's saying that there was a man named Moses. And I could see that in the second film that we made, The Moses Controversy, what was significant about that film was I wanted to identify, was Moses able to write? Because he was giving an eyewitness account of the journey. And I had to establish that ability for him to write. And do you know that the world's first alphabet shows up, as I said, in Egypt at the time of the Israelites? And somebody took hieroglyphs and modified about 22 of them. And so this is the bull's head right here.
Eventually, okay, now you're doing this on the camera. So let's say an upside down A,
yep,
if you draw
right.
an upside down A and you
eventually,
look at it,
eventually,
it looks a little bit like a bull's head with horns.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
And when I discovered that, I discovered this only a couple of years ago because I'm, you know, studying Liner B and I'm starting to look into this stuff. And it's so fascinating to think, where did the letter A come from?
Right.
So you flip it upside down, it looks like a bull's head.
Right.
The letter B?
Well, the letter B is Beit, I think it is, and it's like a house. What's interesting about this alphabet is that it becomes the foundational alphabet of all alphabets in the world. And it shows up at the time the Israelites are in Egypt. And so what does it say? Why is that important? Because many scholars today say that the Israelites were illiterate, that Moses wasn't the one who wrote this. But what we're seeing is the very basis of all writing, alphabetic, it shows up with people who are not elite. They were like slaves. They found them in slave areas, and they were writing. And what is it? Moses tells the Israelites to write these commands on your doorpost and to teach them to your children. As you know, Jewish people are very literate, but it's been something that's been going on for millennia, right? So that then was the second film that I made, and now I'm looking at what he wrote as an itinerary. Moses says, okay, we left from this location, from our departure point of Ramesses, and then we went this far, and then we had a campsite, and then what we saw was a pillar of fire at night, and we saw a pillar of cloud by day, and it was leading us, and then it told us to go and turn here, and we were camped at a sea, and then Pharaoh came and threatened to kill us all, and then God told me to put my staff over the water, and the wind came, and the sea parted. Okay, is that just a...
I was going to say, the idea, first of all, I think, you know, there's certain things that we have to be honest, we can never prove, right? When you talk about a pillar of fire, it's not like, gay, guess what? Some archaeologists, they were digging a foundation for a parking garage and they found the pillar of fire. That's not going to happen, right?
No, it's not going to happen.
So there are certain things that we can't know, but there are certain things we can know. And you're telling me that in the last couple of decades, we've discovered some things that are game changers.
Right.
Like big game changers. But this is not going to be on the network news. It's not going to be on Fox News. People don't tend to cover this. They tend to go with the old narrative. What did people say 50 years ago? There's no evidence. And then we keep going with that for decades. But you're telling me the narrative is changing. So what changed for you when you talked to this guy? You said Manfred Bitek. He's an archaeologist.
Right.
And he tells you there's no evidence. This is 2002.
Yeah. So I get I'm working on the alphabet, and I hear from the Orly Goldwasser that her good friend Manfred Bitek would like to talk to me. He has new evidence of the Israelites in Egypt. Now Manfred, so when I met him in Jerusalem, and we sat there, and I said, "You're not going to believe this." I said, "But in 2002, I came to see you, and you told me that you hadn't found any evidence so far, not," I said, "of the Israelites." And I said, "I had a crisis of faith, but I kept searching. And here we are again, almost 20 years later." And I said, "So do you have evidence?" And he got very excited, and he goes, Yes, let me tell you what I found. And he found, this is a little spoiler alert, but he found the name Goshen and Geshem, and he found a lake. And what's amazing about this is that when Joseph's family came in to this area, there are Egyptian documents that reference this lake. But the thing that's unusual about it is it's not an Egyptian word. It's a Semitic or Hebrew type word. And so what he said was, I have found the lake. So it looks very possible that the Israelites had lakeshore property in Goshen.
Is that right?
Yes. It was where one of the divisions of the Nile came in and filled this 20-long kilometer lake. And we're going to show what that looks like because okay. I do these recreations
and
all
this.
And
so the word Goshen, we know the land of Goshen. How did BTEC find the word? I'm not clear.
It's in Egyptian documents that were written. So he was able to look at these documents, and they were able to look at the archaeology, and they could identify that this lake. But that word doesn't belong in the Egyptian language. It's not an Egyptian word. And he says, why, for heaven's sakes, is a Hebrew or Semitic word doing in Egyptian documents?
And when are these documents dated from?
I think those are probably around the 1200s. 1200 BC, and what he's saying is it's pointing back to an earlier time, you see. So these names, and not only that, but then there's Ramesses and Ptah, the very names. And so, you know, I live right next to St. Paul, you know, Minneapolis.
Minnesota, yeah.
Yeah, St. Paul. But do you know what St. Paul was called years ago?
No.
Pig's Eye.
Why?
Well, because there was a tavern there called Pig's Eye.
Uh-huh.
And eventually the Catholic Church came in and they said, you know, this isn't a great name for it. Let's name the church St. Paul Cathedral. And so the name of the city changed.
Yeah.
And there was a time, I believe, and what people are saying is there was a time when the city of Avaris name changed.
Hang on. We're going to go to a break here. This is all so important, folks. I hope you're paying attention. This is fantastic stuff.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The New Hampshire presidential primary is underway and will determine which candidates are stronger or weaker after Iowa's chaotic caucuses last week. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the U.S. economy appears durable with steady growth and unemployment near a half-century low, but does face risk from the broadening viral outbreak that began in China. China remains mostly closed now for business as the daily death toll from that coronavirus has topped 100 for the first time, pushing the total now above 1,000. Roads are flooding, rivers are rising across the deep south after a day of heavy rains. The National Weather Service says minor to moderate flooding is expected from central Mississippi to north Georgia. The Dow is down 7 points, the NASDAQ ahead 18. This is SRN News.
I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Hey, folks, Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow.com are so grateful for you. They've got an offer I don't think you can refuse. It's buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. He says, the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. So the Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 and use the promo code ERIC
or Metaxas. For a limited time, buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 or just go to MyPillow.com, 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 and you've got to use the code ERIC. If you don't use the code ERIC, you don't get the discount. Check it out. That's Free Bird, and it's 11 minutes long. We're going to have to cut it off. I apologize. Man, we need more Skynyrd. Okay, I'm talking to Tim Mahoney, who is the producer of a number of spectacular documentaries, the director of these feature films, Patterns of Evidence. You can go to the website, patternsofevidence.com. I recommend it highly, patternsofevidence.com. The first one is The Exodus. The second one is The Moses Controversy. We're talking about the third one now, which is in two parts. So you were just making an important point. Do you want to keep going along those lines?
Right, right. Well, what's interesting about this is that cities that were the city of Ramesses in the Bible had a name earlier. It was called Avaris because it was from an earlier time period. And where the evidence for the Bible shows up is in this earlier time period. And in each of my films that I've had, we've always seemed to go back to the archaeology of this location, but not at that time. So what we're what we're seeing is that in the third film, as I mentioned to an Egyptologist, Manfred Bitek, I meet him in Jerusalem, and he's telling me about this exciting new evidence.
Now, when was this?
This was in 2018.
Okay, so quite recently.
Yeah.
He's telling you that he's discovered this.
Right.
This
he's very excited about it.
He should be.
And he says, so here he went from being this person who caused me to have a crisis of faith to a person who's basically going like this, saying, we shouldn't discount the Bible.
This is an archaeologist who did not previously take the Bible especially seriously as a text to be relied upon historically.
Well, they're very careful. I think that he considered it, and I don't think that he was. You have to understand, in the world of academia, people have to be very, very careful because he can't necessarily prove things. But why patterns of evidence approaches are interestingly and very powerful is that we're taking a scientific approach. We're saying, is there evidence for the arrival of the Israelites? Is there evidence of their enslavement? Is there evidence of judgment of Egypt? Is there evidence of them leaving and the conquest? Then is there evidence of writing? Now, is there evidence of the direction that they would have gone when they left? And what? Because the geography hasn't changed. So the Red Sea Miracle, it's the biggest film that I've ever done in the sense that it's a two-part, four-hour. February 18th is the first part. May 5th is the second part. In fact, I don't know that there's been any other films that have done this before. It's so large.
So this is Fathom Events is a one-night-only thing. You're saying the first one is February 18th, coming up any
right.
day now, but part two is May 5th.
Yes.
And you said I'm in this film.
You're in this film.
Who do I play? Ramses the Second?
I was going to make a joke, but I'm not going to say anything funny. But I'm going to say you play yourself very well.
Thank you.
I noticed that, in fact, you know, when your book came out, Miracles, of which you talked about quite a bit when you were self-promoting on the last time we worked together, Miracles was... is the subject. It's called the Red Sea Miracle. We could have called it the Red Sea Parting. We could have called it something else. And the question then is what kind of miracle was this? Because many people today say, well, it was a shallow, reedy lake about 3 feet to 6 feet deep. So I've gone down the scientific approach of what's called wind set down, looking at, well, how can wind naturally blow the water? But the Bible also tells us, Moses is telling us that when the Israelites passed through, there were walls of water on the left and walls of water on the right. And that is the way Cecil B. DeMille portrayed it, and it looked like it was pretty spectacular.
Well, look, we have to be clear here. We know God can do anything. So if God did blow apart water and it wasn't that deep, that's fine. We just want to know what actually
happened. But the problem, and I think I say this in the documentary, is that you have people fudging it, where they try to have it both ways. They go, oh, yeah. It was like it was a miracle, but it was not a big miracle. It was just kind of a normal, natural occurrence. And then it begs the question, why bother to call it a miracle if it was just, you're saying it was a coincidence. You're saying, you know, in other words, there are people that are saying like, well, it wasn't a big deal. And yet the people at the time practically lost their minds for joy because it was obviously a miracle. Like the timing was perfect. They're up against the Red Sea. They're about to die. And suddenly, boom, the sea parts and they walk through. So it's important that we're at least honest about how we approach these things. And if it ends up not being a miracle, then we say, well, there's no evidence for a miracle. But that's what I love about you and your approach. I want to ask you a question about this film, The Red Sea Miracle, which, of course, is in theaters February 18th. And I just hope everybody goes to see it. But in this film, do you find evidence for the parting of the Red Sea? That strikes me as the kind of thing that it would be difficult to find evidence, archaeological evidence for.
Well, there are people that are diving for chariot wheels. And I have sent teams out there as well and paid for diving trips. And so I am taking this whole history and looking at, is there evidence? Have there been chariot wheels found? Are there chariots? Are there bones? Would anything sustain itself? We have marine biologists being filmed. We've got Exodus explorers. We're telling an enormous story here. We're going to look at different locations where the parting could have happened. We're going to look at what type of science would be behind it if it was a naturalistic claim,
right,
or if it was a supernaturalistic.
Right.
Are miracles natural coincidences,
right,
that happen and it's God's in the timing,
right,
or is it supernatural and spectacular?
Right. Okay, so the film is called The Red Sea Miracle. It's in theaters nationwide February 18th. We'll be right back. Albin, I want you to do me a big favor. Would you pretend that I'm a very close friend?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So I'm someone you could really trust to give you good advice. Just pretend.
Okay.
So if you could do that, let me ask you, what have you stopped doing in your life that you enjoyed because of aches and pains that you've been experiencing in your feet, legs, maybe your neck or back? Could it be simply from aging, exercise, everyday living? Now, by the way, this is not just for you, Albin. It's for everybody. But the point is, are you going to procrastinate and not consider Relief Factor, even though thousands of people who took my advice, including family members, are taking it every day? Now, look, this Pete and Seth Talbot, that's the father-son owners of Relief Factor. They know a lot of people are skeptical at first, and I was too. That's why they have dramatically discounted the three-week quick start pack to only $19.95. Normally, it would cost $64.95.
Wow.
They did that because they're convinced if you try it, it'll work and you'll order more. Go to relieffactor.com, get the quick start pack for $19.95, or call 800-500-8384. Honestly, it worked.
How would you like to get 1 ounce of pure silver absolutely free? This is not a joke. Right now, if you go to getmysilver.com, Gold Co., the premier name in precious metals, will send you a free 1 ounce silver American Eagle coin, and all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. That's it. No further obligation. This same coin sells for more than $20 online, but you can get one right now for free. Just pay for shipping and handling. Now, there's a limit of one per household, and at this price, you know how long this offer will last. So don't wait. If you want to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle, simply go to getmysilver.com right now. That's getmysilver.com to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle. Don't delay. Go to getmysilver.com. Getmysilver.com. That's getmysilver.com to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle. Getmysilver.com.
Hey, folks, I want to talk to you about a movie playing in theaters that I'm urging all of you to see because it isn't just a terrific film. It's an important film about a man many of us admire or should admire, Justice Clarence Thomas. The movie features Thomas himself
talking about his uniquely American journey, one that begins in crushing poverty in the segregated South and ends with Thomas confronting Senate Democrats in a confirmation battle that would test his and the nation's soul. The movie is filled with dramatic turns and confessions of the heart as Thomas tells the story of his childhood and the larger-than-life grandfather who helped raise him. We witness a remarkable philosophical and spiritual journey as well as Thomas walks us through his early ambitions in the seminary, his radical turn leftward, one filled with anger and rage, and his return to faith. The movie is called Created Equal. Clarence Thomas, in his own words, and conservatives everywhere need to see it. It'll make you angry and make you laugh and think and cry. For theater locations, showtimes, and tickets, go to JusticeThomasMovie.com. That's JusticeThomasMovie.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, folks, what does Casey and the Sunshine Band have to do with the parting of the Red Sea? Nothing. But that's the way I like it. That's the way I like it. And I'm the host of the show. We're talking to my friend Tim Mahoney, who's a filmmaker. The new film is called The Red Sea Miracle, Patterns of Evidence, The Red Sea Miracle. It's going to be a Fathom event in theaters February 18th. What else do we need to know about this, Tim?
Well, I think that it's easy for us to sort of think it's a fairy tale. And I mean, for a lot of people, that's what they think it is. But these films are investigating the plausibility of how it would have happened. So when I investigate and I look at the pattern that we identify in the scriptures, all our films are based, they start with the Bible. And we look at the Bible and we say, well, what is it telling us? And then can we find evidence for it? So in this particular case, we ask the question, well, it says that Moses was in Egypt and then he killed somebody because he was trying to defend a Hebrew slave. And he flees and he goes off to the land of Midian. And then the question would be, well, where is Midian? And what we know from the interviews and from the research and from the archaeology is that Midian is in northwest Saudi Arabia in southern Jordan. And so then the question is that gives you a clue as to the direction that Moses was heading back when he went with the Israelites. Because God told Moses out of burning bush, come back to this mountain and worship me. So that tells us we have a departure point and we have a destination. So somewhere along the way, there's a body of water that the Israelites would have crossed. And what we end up into is two different types of viewpoints in this next investigation. One I call the Egyptian point of view. And the Egyptian point of view is looking at the border lakes around Egypt. They're more shallow, they're smaller, and they're very close to Egypt. So you could reach them in just a matter of several days. The other view looks at the Gulf of Aqaba, which is a sea, and it's on the southern tip of Israel. And on that sea is where a whole other group looks, and we call that the Hebrew point of view. So we have this tension. Today, most scholars, in fact, all of them are in the Egyptian approach, because they think the Bible has taken words from Egypt and taken them, their loan words. And so that's how this confusion comes along. And they think that you've heard, I'll give you a Hebrew word, Yam Suf. Yam means sea. Suf, what does that mean? Well, some people believe it means reeds. So it's the Sea of Reeds. So it went from Hebrew, and then it went actually into Greek, by the way. That was called the Red Sea. And later on, it becomes the Sea of Reeds. So what is it? Is it Yam Suf? Is it Red Sea? Is it Sea of Reeds? Where did this miracle happen? And what difference does it make anyway? Do you think it makes a difference?
Well, it makes a difference. If let's put it this way. If I don't really want to believe in what the Bible says, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say I want to sleep with my girlfriend or I want to cheat on my wife. I'm not interested in taking the Bible very literally. But let's say I want to know what the Bible really says. Let's say I'm open to the idea that it could really be true. My attitude is we should all be open to what's true. Like, what is true? And I think that you and I have talked about this. We're living at a time where the narrative has pushed away from taking the Bible seriously as the Word of God. And so people love to say, it's written a long time ago. It's a lot of oral history. We don't know. There's a lot of disagreement. I mean, there are a lot of people who have a vested interest in taking that approach. I joke around about, you know, wanting to sleep with your girlfriend. But the point is, there are people like, look, I'm living my life the way I want to live it, and I would prefer that this is not the actual revealed Word of God, because then I might have some issues. So we're living in a time when that has been the reigning narrative, Tim. And so what I find interesting is there's a counter narrative that will not go away. You are one of the people who keeps coming back with more information. We were talking about Stephen Collins and the discovery of the biblical Sodom. I mean, I am a little freaked out by how much archaeological evidence is coming to light in our lifetime. Like, why now? You know, but what you're doing, I mean, are there books, by the way, that come out with this, that have come out with these documentary films?
Yes, we do have some books, and you can get them at our website, patternsofevidence.com, right. patternsofevidence.com, and that's where you can buy tickets for this next film. February 18th, it's important to get your tickets now. They're in over 800 theaters. You can get you go to our website, patternsofevidence.com, and then you can see, watch a trailer for the film, and you can buy tickets, and you put your zip code in there. It tells you what theaters are near you.
And what if I want to see the previous films? I say, before I want to see the new one, The Red Sea Miracle, you have two previous films. Can I find them at patternsofevidence.com as well?
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
Okay. So the first one is The Exodus. Then it is The Moses Controversy. This one is The Red Sea Miracle.
Yeah. And the thing that's going on here is that you asked a very, very good question about, you know, why is this important right now? Is because I think that it's very easy for us to start to water down or to diminish the biblical narrative.
Well, it's been happening for 100 years. That's why I'm saying, like, it's a little freaky that suddenly now there is this counter narrative coming up, mm-hmm. that says it, maybe you can't water it down. Maybe we have archaeological proof.
Do you know, we looked it up. It's over 100 times. I think it might even be up to 140 times. It says, do not forget what God did by bringing you up out of Egypt. With a mighty hand he brought. In fact, the nations, it says, the Bible says that the nations were so fearful of what happened that they trembled. And that's what Rahab told them. The reputation of God went way beyond into the other nations. And so what we have here, I believe the films that I'm making are films of remembrance and forewarning. As I thought and prayed about this for a long time, because I'm trying to figure out, what am I doing? What is this about? What kind of films are these? You see, we forget, and history repeats itself. And I think you know that, Eric. History repeats itself. And so these historical events should not be forgotten, because they're thematically going to repeat themselves. Do you know that the plagues of Exodus show up in the book of Revelation?
No. We're just about out of time. We're gonna keep you here because I want to continue this conversation. There is so much here. We really just scratched the surface. There's a lot of important stuff. The main point is that February 18th in theaters nationwide, it's a Fathom event, The Red Sea Miracle, patternsofevidence.com. You can figure it out there. We will continue the conversation with Tim Mahoney. Tim, thank you.
And you know what? People can bring groups. Bring your friends, bring your family.
Bring the youth group.
A jumpy rhythm makes you feel so fine. It'll shake all your trouble from your worried mind. Get a rhythm. When you get
Sponsored by Bonner & Partners, LLC. Text and data rates may apply.
If you've been keeping an eye on the market, then you know that 5G technology is set to take over the telecommunications sector at any minute. High-speed internet that's 100 times faster than anything available now to enable companies to finally realize the potential of self-driving cars, remote surgery, plus the Internet of Things. China alone has over 1 billion mobile telephone subscribers. With most mobile manufacturers preparing to upgrade U.S. subscribers to 5G, that translates into a massive investment opportunity. The company that manufactures the key component that powers the 5G revolution is the cornerstone of the Near Future Report by analyst Jeff Brown that shows you the top tech stocks that will help you to invest in the early stages of the 5G revolution. Text the word tech to 76280 now to get the Near Future Report. We'll send you a link to your free video presentation directly to your mobile device or computer. Jeff Brown is the analyst who predicted the rise of NVIDIA. Text tech to 76280 to see the Near Future Report. Text the word tech to 76280.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Democratic presidential candidates are urging New Hampshire voters to come out in force today to declare their choice in that state's primary.
Not everyone agrees on the significance of today's New Hampshire primary, a small state without the diversity of more urban communities. But former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg says,
"This is a moment for bringing as many people as we can into the picture."
Bernie Sanders expected to do well in his neighboring state.
To begin the process to end the presidency of Donald Trump.
And former Vice President Joe Biden says he's the champion of the middle class, blasting President Trump for bragging about the economy.
Guess where he got that good economy from? Obama-Biden administration.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The stocks are higher on Wall Street as investors weigh another round of mostly solid company earnings reports. The Dow ahead 37, the NASDAQ up 27. This is SRN News.
Statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results will vary.
If you tried to lose weight and failed, it wasn't your fault. According to leading medical experts, when we cut back on how much we eat, our body shifts into survival mode, reducing our metabolism and making us even hungrier. But now, a breakthrough discovery that helps you fight food cravings is available without a prescription. Riduzone uses your body's natural appetite control, a molecule called OEA, to break that cycle. Riduzone is the only product that contains OEA.
I've lost 75 pounds using Riduzone. My husband has lost 50 pounds using Riduzone. Riduzone has made it so that we eat less food, and it has taken away the cravings that we used to have. Riduzone has made it so that I can lose the weight without feeling hungry.
Go to Riduzone.com. Use promo code today to save up to 65% off your order. That's Riduzone.com. Save up to 65% and get free shipping by using promo code today at Riduzone.com. That's Riduzone.com.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Well, I apologize, but I'm gonna have to leave you now.
Oh.
But I'll take the biggest part of you, and we'll put it, you know what? I'll put it in a lockbox, and okay. You can get it at another time.
I will.
All right, now I got to tell you, Albin, we've been listening to, and we're going to continue the conversation with Tim Mahoney. This is the kind of stuff that gets me all excited, that modern science and archaeology and investigation proves the historicity of the Bible. People need to know that we're in a new day. There is a countercultural narrative. It is the narrative that says the Bible is true, and more science proves it. So we're going to continue that conversation in a second, but I wanted to use this time to read a couple of letters. We get these wonderful letters from people, okay? Somebody writes in, Eric, just a quick note to encourage you to keep up the good work. I discovered your podcast when you were interviewed on another podcast I listened to. I believe it was about your Luther book, which I've read 3 times.
Wow.
I mean, when somebody says as an author, I think, wow, that really blesses me. And the Luther book in particular, like, I feel like it's my best written book. Like, there's something about the writing of it. And there's something about it. But at that, when people write that kind of stuff, that's Daryl Christian from Sweet Home, Oregon. And he says, I want you to know that I've added extensively to my 70s playlist based on your intro music. I've also read some of the authors you interviewed. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Daryl Christman, or Christman from Sweet Home, Oregon. Somebody else writes from New Mexico. Dennis Romero from Corrales, New Mexico, says, what? Today I heard
this slightly hidden and possibly amazing announcement on your show that one of the fortunate ones who gave to CSI was a D. Romero from Corrales, New Mexico. Now, I don't know how many of us there are, seeing as how there are Romeros galore around here, but could it be? Do you formally let winners know these things, or does Discovery come by front door delivery only? What, now, Albin, you know the answer to that.
I know. I personally deliver these packages.
No, come on. Seriously. Did you email these people?
Yeah, we let them know.
So is this a different D?
I think this is the same person.
He says, well, whatever. We didn't give to get. Just knew it was God's nudge to do so. See, this is what I said to everybody who gives to CSI. No matter what you give, you're entered in a drawing. And so he says, this is a good opportunity to tell you again, we're so grateful for your show, for the craziness and the seriousness. That blesses me. Thank you, Dennis Romero, because we try to, it's a beautiful amalgam of craziness and seriousness. He says, the bantering and the digging deep. That's, I mean, I have to say, I want to put this on the website because that sums up what we try to do.
Sometimes it's light,
foamy, fluffy, frothy banter, and other times it's digging deep.
Digging deep.
He says, thank you for the wide variety of information and enrichment. By the way, we're just discussing our reading goals last night. Seems there might be a possibility there'll be some additions. Godspeed to the team there. Much appreciation, Dennis and Marjorie Romero. Honestly, God bless you guys for writing in. Thank you so much. I got to say real quick, too, I put out a tweet the other day during the Oscars. I was so sickened by the insane wokeness. It was like joke level wokeness. Right. Like the whole thing was insane. So when Renee Zellweger won for playing the role of Judy Garland, which thrilled me, I thought to myself, was there no black man available to play the role of Judy Garland? Did they have to give it to a white woman? I mean, what's that about?
I don't know.
So anyway, I put the tweet out, which was, of course, making fun of the whole woke insanity, right?
Yesterday I
got somebody out there, they have nothing better to do, but tons of people who seem to be very pious, politically liberal, angry, woke, quote-unquote Christians were emailing me like none of them understood that it was a joke. And I got to tell you, folks, it's dark out there. So don't stop joking. Whatever you do, don't let the turkeys get you down. When we come back, more Digging Deep with Tim Mahoney. Do not miss Hour 2.